And that was, well, that was the regular occupation of sort of spending a day just walking through the woods and just being at the conference in the grounds of the conference house in those days. Yeah, I remember the days when it was Save the Woods, you know,
yes.
The Reddings and Roundwood Drive. I mean,
yes.
Like as you would walk into that, that's where I remember the entrance to the Dell, going to the Dell, was more or less where the Reddings are, the gap in the middle of the Reddings. That was the main entrance for audience, anyhow, for going into that. Sherrodswood School, yes, we, lacrosse was our game, but for the game, for the playing fields, for netball or any field sport, we all had to cycle down to the playing field in Handside Ames. I think it's a rugby field now or something it belongs to. But that's where we did all the sports and things. But that was between 1935 and 40, you know. Sherrodswood School, yes, we lacrosse was our game. But for the game, for the playing fields, for netball or any field sport, we all had to cycle down to the playing field in Handside Ames. I think it's a rugby field now or something.
Yes.
It belongs to. But that's where we did all the sports and things. But that was between 1935 and 40, you know.
Yes. And can I... You've mentioned brownies and guides. Can you remember which group you were with or where you met?
Well, I met in the guide hut in Gessens Road.
Yeah.
To a, yes. Oh, yes, that was the home for the guides. So when we went to America, one of my friends and I, we actually were invited to speak to schools in Worcester, Massachusetts about our experience of...
Brownies.
Bides and brownies.
Gosh.
Because we were, yes, we were actually on a Girl Guide camp down in South Devon when war broke out. Yes, I can remember that. It was one of the North Face school in Worcester that Anne and I spoke. I think, oh, I don't know. I've forgotten who it was that
yes.
One of my... Because I was fortunate, going from the school, a number of us went from my class, went to the States at the same time. And although we weren't all at the same school... we met up frequently because we all lived fairly close together.
Yes.
And as I lived in a wonderful big house in the States with great big pillars, and even President Lincoln had visited it at one time.
Goodness.
So it was a large, very large place.
Yes. Do you have memories of what you got up to when you were a brownie or a guide?
Oh, not many. Just learning to light a fire in the woods. Just by the golf club where we were taken to, where we learnt to light a fire.
Yes.
Well, match, or I don't know, or no matches at all.
Yes.
But our camping in those days was a bit rougher, I think, than the camping trips these days. I can remember waiting outside the cinema, and sometimes we used to have to sort of we would ask people to take us in, you know, if it was an adult movie or if it was above a certain age. I queued up to see anything really awful, but I do have memories of going in then, and I can't remember whether it was always in the morning or in the afternoon, but I do.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember the going to the cinema, but it was Wuthering Heights, the first Wuthering Heights, but that, yeah. I can remember, that must have been pre-war, with the when Merle Oberon and Laurence Olivier and Flora Robson, because
yes.
I remember seeing that, and I think that must have been fairly pre-war, because I sort of remember reading about it when I was at school, I think. Well, I don't know whether I saw them in Garden City earlier, the Tom Mix movies. Well, that's not, they weren't talking, I don't think they were talking